You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby.
Everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like 2 years enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Palche. And, we're also syndicating throughout several different stations here in Canada. And we're back from many themed shows.
Many, many themed shows.
Five, actually.
It has been the themiest theme month that's ever themed, and I'm so glad that we're not doing a theme episode. With that said, we have lots of themes on this episode we're going to be attacking.
Actually, the next week we're going to do all... No.
No, but seriously, we are going to be having some focuses on this episode. As we are wont to do, we do celebrate some anniversaries and commemorate musicians. There is a major milestone anniversary, actually, for Pavement's Crooked Rain album, which was released all the way back in 1994. I am so excited to be celebrating the release of this record, one of my favorite indie rock records of the 90s and really of all time. And then on an unfortunate note, we're also going to be focusing on some music from a pair of musicians that passed away. On our surf rock show, we did briefly talk about Dexter Romweber, who passed away. Obviously, Dexter is best known for his work with the Flat Duo Jets. And then also Damo Suzuki of the incredibly influential krautrock band Can also passed away. So we're going to be playing a set of music featuring both those musicians, in addition to a number of great new releases from the likes of John McHale, Apollo Ghost, The Smile, Freebie, and much, much more.
Yeah, and we're actually going to get started with one of our new favorite bands, Ducks Limited, mm-hmm. and... As Dante said in his show In the Garage, he doesn't know if it's Ducks Limited or Ducks LTD.
What would you prefer it to be?
I don't know.
I like Ducks Limited.
Is it like Public Image Limited? Do you know what I mean?
I would just... Because I would wonder, what would Ducks Unlimited look like?
I don't know.
That's a lot of quackers.
It's really too much. But I can also say they are going to be coming through the Detroit area. They're going to be playing... you know, I don't have the venue in front of me, but I think it might be the Blind Pig. Not 100%, but they're going to be in the Detroit area on April 10th. And highly recommended. You know, I've never seen them, but I recommend everyone does see them because their music is great.
Yeah, they have this great throwback jangle rock sound, which I really appreciate. You know, definitely it's evocative of bands like the Feelies or REM, but they're definitely making a stamp with their own unique take on it, especially with this latest release, Harm's Way. I think this blows everything else they've done out of the water, which is a pretty big thing to say considering how great their last releases were, both their singles and their previous record. This is a fantastic statement for the Toronto group, and I think it just spells how this mood possibly end up on our best of 2024 list because of the quality of the songs I've heard so far. We are going to hear one of those called A Girl Running. We're also going to hear brand new music from Freebie, Dial Up, and Golden Lava Club to start off this episode of Revolution Rock. You're tuned into Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here with you throughout your Saturday night up until 9 o'clock, where Mark Casabon takes over with the Cowboys and Indies program. We just came back from a solid set of all brand new music, and just coincidentally, all brand new music hailing from our fair nation of Canada. In fact, that last track we heard was from a new Toronto group called Golden Lava Club. They kind of have a post-rock sound, a little bit reminiscent of Black Country New Road. Mm-hmm. We heard the track The Big Dance, which is the title track from their latest release. You can find that in stores now.
Before that, we heard more new music. This whole set was all new music. We heard Dial Up, and we heard something from their self-titled release. It's called Take Another Walk on the Wild Side.
Yeah, kind of a frenetic mutant sound, I guess. They go for a post-punk spree, and then they just kind of almost dive into this abstract, like, noise jazz segue. Very hard to describe, but I love the sound regardless. If you like kind of abstract rock and roll, this group is definitely for you. Before that, we heard from the group Freebie from their latest release, Part. We heard the track Yes Ma'am. And we started things off with a Toronto group that we really enjoy that will be actually performing in Detroit on April 10th. It's going to be at the Blind Pig.
With Rat Boys.
With Rat Boys, and that is Ducks Limited.
Yes. We're going to continue next.
Oh, wait, don't you want to mention the song?
Oh, no. Actually, yes. The song there is from the latest release, Harm's Way, and it's A Girl Running. Coming up next, we're going to be doing a mini set here in tribute to the 40th anniversary of one of our favorite albums from one of probably one of the best indie bands, I think, in the last, I don't know how many decades, but
the last all time.
Very influential band from the 90s, Pavement. And they had an album out in 1994. It was their second full-length album, and it was entitled Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain.
So originally, this album was released back on April 14th, appropriately on Valentine's Day, because it was quite a sweet treat for all the indie kids out there hearing this.
You said April 14th.
No, it was February 14th.
Oh, but you said April.
Well, then, you know what? I think I've been having a little too much Pavement on my head.
Okay. Sorry. Continue.
No, it's fine. It's
originally
fine.
Released February 14th
yes.
For all the indie heads.
Yeah, and then, you know, it was on Matador Records, which was a big deal. And this was a change of sound for the group. You know, their last release, Slanted and Enchanted, which we did an anniversary episode on 2 years ago, was a very lo-fi affair. It was something that was recorded on 4-track and that the band coalesced and made this fantastic sound despite the technological limitations. This was their first time in a professional studio, and it really shows with these thicker sounding guitars and these like really broader ranged arrangements. And it also helped by bolstering up the roster. In addition to Stephen Malkmus and Scott Canberg, this also featured the debut on record for Mike Bold, Stephen West, and of course there was Bob, always Bob, who was from the previous record, but, you know, he did a little percussion work here. Either way, this was kind of the classic core Pavement lineup that would be associated with the group for the next few years and would go on to release a number of other fantastic records. But I think this one, when people talk about what the Pavement sound is, you can really relate it to this. Mm-hmm. Kind of that hazy, very loose-sounding guitar work mixed with a little bit of gritty Stones or maybe even Flying Burrito Brothers guitar work, a little bit of countrified elements with post-rock, with post-punk, and having that kind of alternate edge, which sounds like a lot is happening on the plate. But when you mix it together, you get the sound that really Pavement spearheaded and ended up just being able to identify what indie rock was going to sound like for the next few years in America. And also the songs are great. You know, whether they're, you know, being a little bit flippant like on Range Life, or they're being more serious on Stop Breathing or Gold Sounds, there is this incredible lyricism throughout the album that is just incredible. And I have to commend Stephen Malkmus, whose lyrical prowess on his previous record was incredible, but really stepped up to a new world with this. And for my money, it might be one of the greatest guitar rock records of all time. Right up there with Marquee Moon, right up there with Exile on Main Street. I just think it's that powerful of a record.
And we should also note, maybe perhaps one of the best known tracks from this release is the song Cut Your Hair, mm-hmm. Which was a top 20 hit in the UK, but I don't believe it It was on the U.S. charts.
It wasn't, even though it did get some alternative radio airplay. And I do remember back in my halcyon days of my youth, actually hearing the song on the radio on Brand X Radio and just wondering to myself, what is this incredible band singing about drummers drowning and getting, like, big hair? And also that track is so great because it's so endemic of what was happening with the sort of pretensions of alternative rock at the time. I mean, it was a big criticism of the so-called alternative generation coming up that really wasn't alternative to anything and was all just about image, just as vacuous and empty as the hair metal that came before it. And, yeah, it was one of the most scathing and intelligent critiques of the so-called alternative era, and yet at the same time ironically became a touchstone of it. So we are going to hear that classic song, but we're not going to hear the edition from the album itself. We're going to hear a great live rendition of it, but we're going to play a few songs from the record and some associated tracks, starting off with one of my favorites from the record, Elevate Me Later, here on Revolution Rock.
Underneath Okay. A one, two, a one, two, three, four.